Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning, Houston. This is Danny Milliken, and this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. It is April the 6th. We are live here at the Arbor Gate here with Beverly, right here, Welsh, with me.
Yeah, good morning, Danny.
Good morning. Great to see you. I'm going to move my mic so I can look at you a little bit more.
Okay.
It's so nice to talk that way. You know, when you look at somebody when they're talking, it's great.
It does
help. It's not like we're driving somewhere. So.
That's true.
We are going to be driving conversation, though, huh?
Absolutely.
To gardening. This is what we do. We call the show Home Show Garden Pros because we do this awesome job of gathering together these incredible knowledge experts like Beverly here to answer your gardening questions, to talk gardening, giving you gardening advice. Best way to access that information is by giving us a call and asking your question live on the air, 713-572-4610. That's the best way to do that, 713-572-4610. But we're also celebrating our birthday. It's our birthday party. Woo!
Happy birthday.
So we are literally here having the show at the Arbor Gate, and it's going to be a beautiful day for gardening.
Absolutely.
These are my favorite gardening days, the overcast ones,
mm-hmm.
where you don't get that sunburned.
Well, kind of an English garden feel.
Yeah, that is kind of an English garden feel, which is really my style, too, a little wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, pathways, let the plants do what they're going to do, have a lot of them together. That's kind of the jam for me.
Organized disorganization.
See, now we're talking. Yes, yes. So that's what we're doing up here. See, Beverly's already diving into it. You know, deep international methods of gardening right there. Boom, Home Show Garden Pros. So, yeah, we're celebrating our birthday. So we've been doing this for a year. Been on the show for 1 year a couple weeks ago. But, you know, we're still celebrating. So we're doing the show at these awesome garden centers. So come out, say hi. You can meet Beverly, who, you know, I'm sure you know and love if you're an Arbor Gate person. And you can say hi to me, some guy you haven't met yet. So, all right, cool. We're also giving away our $1,000 birthday cash. So you can come up here, fill out a form, put it in the box. And, we're running out of time to register for that. So if you haven't registered yet, get to any garden center, any one of our Garden Pro co-op locations to register. You can get up to 6 chances to win, which is cool. We also got tote bags. We got cool tote bags. It's green, nice, great for putting your tools in. Good for, you know, let's say you got some plants at home. They're in a flat. You want to put them in a bag to carry them to the garden. It's great for that. You know, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you carry in a bag, really, you know.
Women love bags.
Yeah, yeah. Men love bags, too, Beverly.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Yeah. I like things. They also are filled with great coupons and great freebies. So, you know, lots of free stuff, lots of good times. Me and Beverly, woo, having a great time. And we're up here doing that. So, Beverly, I love coming up here. Gorgeous.
Oh, well, thanks.
Gorgeous. I like driving in because it's almost like there's – as you drive in, it's the first cascade of prettiness, right, with all the pots and
mm-hmm.
the planting. And I love cordoon. So I'm a huge cordoon fan.
You know, that's a remarkable plant. The one that you see up front in the planter box, this is actually its third year
right.
to come
that's
back
awesome.
For us. And people don't realize, you know, it starts declining midsummer. They want to pull it up.
Right.
They just need to cut it back because it'll regenerate in the fall.
And it regenerates as, like, what?
Oh, massive
5-foot-wide plant.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous gray leaves.
Great specimen for the winter garden.
And then does it flower in late spring or something?
It does. You get your same spike, like a choke,
like
artichoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cardoon, you know, you actually eat the midrib of
right.
the leaf.
Right.
So they don't realize it's also an edible.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great information on that. So it's a Portuguese delicacy, I think.
Right, right.
I think.
Italy,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's Italian, yeah. I got
yeah.
That. So, you know, so somewhere across the ocean.
You know, that's okay.
Again, Beverly, with the international knowledge.
Oh,
I love
yeah,
this.
Right.
Wow, we are just, this is great. Pretty soon she'll be like, oh, that's the Chateau de Pompon
yeah, right.
plant. And I'm like, whoa, French, nice, cool.
With the Texas slang.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. This
yeah.
is this is a land of settlers
yeah.
all over the place. So, awesome stuff. We are having a good time. Going to be dishing out some great knowledge. Beverly's here. I'm here. We'd love to see you later on. And, you know, as the show goes on, we'll really dive deep into some stuff. This is, man, April is the time to plant plants. And it's really hard to talk about anything else because
right.
there's so many great plants to get in the ground. If you want to be, you know, really focused on flowers, if you want to see evergreens, if you want, you know, trees to really get in the ground, it's still a great time to put trees in the
sure.
ground, shrubs, all of it. Fruit? Now, yeah, fruit, absolutely. So, so we're going to be kind of really thinking about that as the show goes on, what to do if you haven't done any of your upkeep on your beds yet because you've been kind of put off by this crazy weather. It's let's get that mojo back. Let's get it going again. You can do it. We believe in you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we'll be back after a break.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting naturesway resources.com, then select retail stores. naturesway resources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
It starts in dark, damp places. Creeping mildew, algae, and fungus. Coating driveways, patios, bricks, and siding, damaging your home. Stop the creep in its tracks with Soft Wash, low pressure washing. Call Tom, certified Home Show Pro, Clean and Green Solutions. Clean and Green Solutions Soft Wash methods remove mildew, fungus, and oxidation, protecting your paint, leaving your home pristine and clean. Stop the creep. Save your home. Clean and Green Solutions.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
Hey, welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Joy at Warren Southern Gardens. If you haven't stopped by the Garden Center recently, you're going to be amazed at all the selections we have to offer this spring. Our week's roses just arrived. I have several different varieties of pottery. One is new to our location. It's the Bender Chives. We also have large pots for planting trees and shrubs. There's just a lot of different varieties of garden accessories. Mother Nature's been kind of rough on us this spring. It's been really wet, so all of us are a little delayed in our planting. But hopefully the cold weather will stop, the rain will stop, and we'll get out our shovels, our trowels, and go dig in our gardens. We've also had a number of our customers come in discussing white flies and also the sooty mold from last year's aphid infestations. So if you're experiencing any of these issues, we definitely have the solution. And in the future, we always ask that you be proactive and we can show you the products that will help you have a successful growing season. So please stop by our location at 1675 North Park Drive in Kingwood, Texas. You can also visit us at warrensoutherngardens.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram. So please check us out and come visit us soon. And now, let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Joy, thanks so much. Great job. You're absolutely right, though. The weather has been rough for gardening.
It has.
I feel like more than anything, though, the plants loved it.
They do. They really do. It extends our spring, actually.
Right.
We don't want to get too hot too fast.
No.
So it's really, again, kind of like that English garden feel.
Right.
So a cloudy day is a perfect day.
It is a perfect day. And you just think about that snap in March, that cold snap. You know, maybe some tomatoes got burned, some tender annuals, things like that.
Right.
Which is sad, but those are pretty easy to replace.
Very, very.
But when it comes down to it, you know, we got to make sure that you know, Beverly, we got to make sure we didn't get sapped. You know, snapped. What did I say? What was the verb I used earlier? Anyway, I think that's really, it kind of did that. It psyched us all out.
It did. Well, we keep looking at the calendar, and it tells us we're late.
Right.
But we got to go by the weather, not the calendar.
Got to go by the weather. Right. And you were mentioning while we were off air that April's late this year.
Oh, yeah. Easter's April 21st. So that's almost May.
Yeah. April is the same time.
Yeah, pretty
April
much.
Came right after March. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Easter. Easter's what's late. It's late in the month.
Mm-hmm.
Super late.
Yeah.
Almost as late as it could be.
Right.
And if we're waiting until Easter's our big day, you know, some of these plants are going to look even better by Easter if you plant them before Easter.
Absolutely.
But so you, if you feel like that cold snap maybe snapped you of your gardening energy, you know, you got to say, hey, look, Mr. Cold Snap, I like gardening. I'm going to get out there. But I do realize this one reality, you know, this thing that we're going to explore. And I just want to invite you to give us a call if you got a question, 713-572-4610. One thing that's easy to do if you haven't done a lot of gardening yet is to be overwhelmed by weeds, right? Because the weeds grew early.
They did. Well, we have so many.
So many.
And such a long growing season for
right,
them.
Right, yes. Yeah, and so that you may be feeling overwhelmed by that, be it weeds in your lawn, I don't know, chickweed maybe. Or like, you know, a lot of people are seeing that poa grass, that poa rye,
mm-hmm.
annual rye popping up and making seeds everywhere, growing too tall, too fast. You know, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, and you don't have to feel overwhelmed. It really is nature taking its course.
It is. And, you know, those winter cool season annuals that you just mentioned
right.
are going to seed now.
Yes,
they're really
yeah.
at the end of their life cycle.
Right.
So I don't know that it's anything to panic about at the moment. I, you know, my philosophy is when you mow it, it's all green. So I don't worry too much
sure.
about those guys.
No, right.
Because they'll be gone soon.
Yeah, they'll be gone soon. I understand that philosophy, definitely. I mean, once you have that cut, you're like, that's when you take your lawn picture after
exactly.
you mow the lawn. So
exactly.
I get that. I do, yeah, I just, you know, let's reclaim it. So I recently, like, kind of committed to 20 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 20 minutes a day in the garden. It's not very long. Literally, I set a timer. And I made an incredibly great dent in my front beds.
Oh, sure.
In 20 minutes. Really, almost, not very long at all. And I was like, okay, wow, you know, I can mm-hmm. do this. And the next day I worked on the curb up front, which was bad. I tried to take out some inland sea oats, which I do love as a plant.
Right.
But they can spread. And they
get happy.
And they're survivors.
Yes.
I'm describing them as positively as I
yes,
can right now.
Because
I feel unhappy with them because they're so hard to get out.
Yeah.
But, so, and it looks great. It didn't take very long to me to do a little section. So, maybe that's something you can think about doing is it'll make a little regimen for yourself. Also, gardening, right,
mm-hmm.
is better exercise than walking.
It is.
So, it's like, you know, the mall walkers, you know, whoosh, 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 whoosh. You know, those folks are, that's the level of gardening, 300 to 500 calories an hour.
Right.
And it's great for your joints. So, really, you got two, you know, you're planting two bulbs with one shovel.
Right. Well, the best fertilizer is the gardener's shadow.
That's right. That's right. That's so true. I love that expression. I thought you were going to say the best fertilizer is love. And I was like,
well,
oh,
that's
man,
true
that's
too.
So great. But, you know, the gardener's shadow is so true. There is no other more successful kind of routine you can do than being present in your garden,
mm-hmm.
especially with, like, eating plants. Plants you eat.
Sure. And even just being still in the garden.
Yeah.
And noticing, you know, we always get out there with, like you said, with a purpose. Take some time to just sit and enjoy.
Yes, absolutely. And maybe one time a week, your 20 minutes is just, if you're going to do this 20 minutes thing, I get you're not. But like, yeah, have it be time of just being there.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, 713-572-4610. We'd love for you to join the conversation. We're really going to be exploring some plants
mm-hmm.
Because I want... Beverly knows plants so well, and so I'm always so happy to be able to talk to her because she makes these great recommendations, and I'm always like, ooh, where's my pen? So speaking of that, where's my pen? Well, we'll find it. We'll get one. So it's – but yeah, so it's time. It's time to get new stuff in the ground.
Oh,
it's time to take care of some challenges you've been looking at. We'd love to hear about them. Love to hear about some of the challenges you're facing, be it in the lawn, be it with your trees, you know, oak gall. You know, things like anything that you got that you're dealing with, we'd love to hear some of those challenges. In fact, we have a special treat right now. Speaking of challenges, Paul, you want to do this? You want to ask a question? Paul came in because he knew we were going to be here, and so Paul, you were looking for some solutions.
Yeah, Danny, I've been listening to y'all for a while, and this year my backyard is just covered in chickweed. And I've been doing for years, 3 times a year, put down the commercial brand fertilizer. And this year it's just taken over. And I was hoping to get some advice from y'all of how to reclaim my backyard.
Right. Well, understandable. And, you know, I'll let Beverly kind of, you know, answer the question since she knows so much. But I know chickweed is kind of, even though you have a huge infestation of it, it's one of the wimpiest weeds.
Really is.
And it's indicative of just compaction.
It is. Core aeration would be a great way to start. I don't know if you've done that before in your lawn.
I have not. Is that something I could do on my own, or do I need to get a commercial person in to do that?
Well, you can rent the equipment very easily, and it's easy to use. It's, you know, it's so fast and easy to use. You can get with three or four of your neighbors and easily do a lawn in 30, 40 minutes.
That's exactly what I was going to say, is that you can rent this equipment. It's like pushing a really slow lawnmower or tiller. It's kind of like a tiller. Have you tilled before?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like one of those handheld tillers. A lot easier because it pulls you along. The only hard part is the machine is heavy. But, you know, you seem big enough to be able to handle one. That's what's so nice, is usually callers in come in. I don't know if they're, you know, wimpy or real muscular or, like, you know, super strong or tall or short. I don't know. But here, I can tell. You can handle it. So, yeah, you just, you just push it through the lawn. And it's got a very heavy wheel with these spikes on it.
One piece of advice I could give you is mark your sprinklers.
That is a great piece of advice. Wow.
I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, just get those little metal flags. And then put down a good organic fertilizer. I mean, we recommend ArborGate Blend, of course, but there are a lot of really great ones on the market. But that'll let it, you know, with that aeration, let it get down into the soil to the roots faster. And a good half inch of top dressing of compost.
So top dress first and then come in?
No, come in with the food and then top dress.
Okay. But, Paul, you're not alone. A lot of people have been following this kind of like protocol for years and years.
Absolutely.
Seeing results, and then we had a crisis happen, and now the results are seeing are different. There are a large group of people that have been doing the same thing and seeing no results after a while. And it's, we need to kind of reset the soil.
Well, and that's what you're doing. You're feeding the soil, and the soil feeds your plants.
Yeah, because those roots, there's nothing matters as much as the roots. And those chickweed roots are a half inch in. You know, they're very shallow in. And that's really the nature of a weed, is to have few roots, lots of seeds. And so Beverly did mention something cool about chickweed earlier.
It's edible. So you can go home and make a salad.
Yeah. Yeah, you can steam it, too. It's like spinach and grass sort of flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, Paul, glad you're here.
Thanks for coming.
And we'll keep talking to you about your lawn a little bit, but glad you came in. 713-572-4610. We definitely are cool with exploring lawns, problem with lawns. This year is exceptionally weedy in the lawns. I think we're compaction on top with our very warm winter means that we're just going to see a ton of weeds. We'd love to hear from you. 713-572-4610. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Cherry buys concrete. Cracked, stained, worn-out concrete. You don't want it, but Cherry Companies does. They buy and recycle your old concrete. Driveways, patios, even old foundation slabs. Cherry buys concrete. It's good for you, your pocket, and our environment. Cherry wants to recycle concrete you don't want. Learn more at cherrycompanies.com or call 713-987-0000. That's 713-987-0000. Call Cherry and get rid of your old concrete today.
Get a grant to improve your land. $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's our first birthday, and we're giving you the presents. Details coming soon. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
The nice man is correct. We are giving away presents, but you only have two more weeks to win these things, to get your name in there, or to just, you know, get your free stuff. So don't forget that. We're celebrating our birthday. We're here at the ArborGate. Do want to take a moment to talk about year-round. It's actually a really great kind of a suggestion solution for what Paul was talking about, is having this compaction in their lawn. Well, what year-round organic lawn solutions does is provide the service to aerate, do selective excellent fertilization, and also do compost top dressing. So what those three things do together is get air in the soil at a two-inch, three-inch layer with the aeration, and then the microbes, and you know, all of soil is very alive. There's a ton of life in the soil, and we put compost down, you get the life from that compost and the life from the soil kind of digging paths to each other, right, to eat each other or run away from each other or whatever. And then next thing you know, you got earthworms making new paths. Well, how much then air are you getting in the soil? And that's really what we're all missing in our lawns is air. It's a big part of healthy soil. And year-round organic lawn solutions, what their job is, what they do is to kind of get it back to where there's air back in the soil. They get rid of compaction problems, and then they're adding excellent nutrients, excellent fertilizer. And they only use top products. They're using microlife fertilizer, using Nature's Way resources, soils and compost, other leading organic supplies. There's a lot of great things you can do with your lawn. Compost, top dressing, and aerating really are the top of the list. So take a look at your lawn. You know, are you seeing a lot of weeds? You're seeing a lot of these low succession weeds like Paul is. And if you are, that's a good sign that you need to do something about it. You need to do something about the roots of your lawn, not just the leaves, right? Because your lawn is so much more than grass and dirt. It's billions of organisms. So a healthy yard will fight off diseases. It'll fight off weeds. It'll outcompete weeds, parasites, predators, bad fungi problems, all that stuff. So year-round organic lawn solutions, they provide comprehensive lawn care for sustainable results. So they can handle problem areas. They can help just basically see your whole lawn area thrive. Cliff, the owner, loves a lush green lawn, but he also loves healthy trees and healthy veggie beds and healthy, you know, rose beds. He loves all that stuff to be healthy, and he knows that when you really pay attention to your soils underneath your lawn, you're helping your trees out, not the opposite. When you kind of take a conventional approach, you may be hurting your trees. So check them out. Year Round Houston, they're an awesome place, awesome people, safe for kids, pets. Sorry, for pets, plants, and kids, totally safe, right? This can't hurt anybody, and it may actually lower your water bills. Pretty cool stuff. So a better-looking lawn and, you know, potentially save some money down the road, check them out. Locally owned and operated. Their website is yearroundhouston.com. You can also give them a call, 713-775-7224, 713-775-7224. You can also give us a call. We'd love to hear your questions, 713-752-4610. That's a lot of numbers all in a row. That number is 713-572-4610. I may have said it backwards. Call the one I just said, 713-572-4610. Beverly and I are here.
Yes.
At the Arbor Gate, having a great time. It's a lovely day. This breeze is nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
We're here. We're here now. Come hang out with us. We would love that so much. So I mentioned I recently cleared this, you know, area along my curb.
Right.
And I had some lantana there, and the lantana was doing great. I thought I was getting a real low-growing lantana, but it wasn't. It turned out it was a taller version.
Right.
And so I think I'm going to move it, because I have an empty area of a new kind of native space I'm making in back.
Mm-hmm.
Do bees and butterflies like lantana?
Oh, they love it.
Okay, cool. So that would be that would be a good option for that.
Absolutely.
Okay, what else? Maybe I have like space for three more plants in that native area that I really want to be about pollinators.
Well, I definitely need to have some salvia in there.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any. But I was kind of thinking about salvia, too, along the curb, the lower.
The Nemorosa. The Nemorosa is great. You know, people kind of equate salvia with this giant plant, which
right.
The Garinetica's and some can get.
Some can,
yeah. Lucantha, quite large. But the Nemorosa is a really mannerly little guy, about 8-10 inches. Plant,
yeah.
Bloom spike, kind of reminiscent almost of a bluebonnet, if you would, when it blooms. It's
oh,
really
awesome.
Beautiful.
Is that the one that's like kind of leafy?
Yeah.
Like it's not bushy as much as it looks, has an annual look.
Right, right. But it's tough as nails.
Yes.
So
yeah.
On those, as they call them, hell strips along the curb
right.
And sidewalk where it's really hot and dry.
Just brutal, yeah.
Yeah, and that one, and of course, one of my go-tos is the Melampodium Blackfoot Daisy.
Oh,
I don't
right.
think you can go wrong with that ever.
No, that's great. I love that plant. And that's one, it's funny because as I'm doing this 20 minutes a day, I'm realizing that I've got all this space to put stuff in.
Well, and that's big fun.
Yeah. And that's great. And I do have some yellow in a bed of a gray, kind of a dark gray house.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow in a bed, and I like the yellow with a dark gray.
Sure.
So it's daisies.
Well, what, you know, you're mentioning working in the bed. With all these clouds and cool we've had, a lot of the perennials are not starting to grow yet.
Right.
So I don't want people to get too anxious thinking something's not going to come back. Always tell them, you know, tug on the base of the plant.
Yeah.
And if it's firm into the ground, chances are really great that it's going to come back. We lose a lot of plants, I think, in the winter when they're dormant just because of the excessive rainfall.
Yeah, right.
You know, not so much the cold.
Mm. Yeah, the roots kind of
rot.
Give up the ghost.
Right.
Okay, so that's great advice. So really test to see
See if
that
it's
stuff
there.
Is, yeah, that's awesome. As you're in there, as you're working, really get it in there. Okay, so you, what was the name of that salvia?
Nemorosa.
Nemorosa. Awesome. Well, that's a great one, and I'm gonna keep asking you questions about plants because I do have some other areas, and we haven't even gotten to this other stuff. Ralph, I see you on the line, and we will definitely get back to you after we get back from a word from our dear friends who we like to talk about. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We'll be back in a bit.
A good customer recently complained that while her tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Win a grant to improve your land. It's the Home Show Garden Pro's birthday cash game. First, get a free Garden Pro tote bag at any Garden Pro co-op garden center.
Enter to win.
We'll draw a winner from completed entries.
It's that easy.
Get your Garden Pro tote bag while they last. We believe gardening should be fun. And what's more fun than free money? Home Show Garden Pros, celebrating a year of improving your land, giving away a grant. Enter at a Garden Pro co-op garden center near you. Find one at Home Show Garden Pro. Home Show Radio will return in a moment. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, both in Richmond, where beauty and tranquility are waiting. Plants for all seasons, come and get your green on. Warren Southern Gardens get you growing because their roots run deep.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. This is Anita Nelson from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. Come out this weekend and see how to add water and water music to your garden. Wouldn't it be relaxing to add a fountain to your backyard? We'll show you how. We've got a stunning collection of glazed pottery, statuary, and fountain pieces, perfect for your garden style. Plus, we've got the pumps, the basins, the expertise, and the know-how to make it happen. And if you want to see what these fountains can look like in your backyard, take a look at our website, nelsonwatergardens.com. Looking for a pop of color? We've got it, from flowering annuals and perennials to the trees and shrubs and anything else for your landscape needs. And next week, we're so excited to have Danny broadcast live here at Nelson's. You can find us, take I-10 West to Katy Fort Bend Road, and go north 1/2 mile, and we're on the right. And now, let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thank you, Anita. Great job, by the way. That was great. Want to go get a disappearing fountain right now.
Yeah.
But then where I would disappear, so.
That's true.
No, the fountain itself, just to clear everything up for everybody. By the way, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. The fountain itself doesn't disappear. So, like, if you're like, wow, I was going to get one of those, but then it would just vanish. No, the water disappears into, like, a special little groove. And so it looks like it's disappearing.
It's about as low maintenance a fountain as you can do.
Yeah, I really feel like we help people with that comment.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So speaking of helping people, that's what we do here. Our goal is to help you be a better gardener. And really, today is about inspiring you. Right? We've been put off by all the rain, a lot of weeds in your beds. Potentially, you know, the cold snap. You were like, what happened to spring? Well, spring is here, right?
It's in not disguise.
Like, yeah, but it's not like being 60 is this bad thing.
No.
It's a lot more pleasant to work outside when it's 60 than it is when it's, you know,
95.
A different temperature.
Yeah.
Almost any other temperature.
True.
Well,
true.
70
That's
maybe.
True.
Maybe 70 is better. Yes, 95 for sure. So the way we inspired is by encouraging you to just go ahead, you know what, set some time out, like, you know, tomorrow. Easter is late this year, but it's coming up pretty soon.
It is.
So if you got company coming over for Easter, really, you want to start planning for that now, start getting stuff in now. There's a lot of good reasons to get things in the ground. Plus, it'll make you happy.
It is good for the soul.
It is good for the soul. It's one of those things that gardening itself, be it flowers or, you know, veggies or whatever type of gardening you love doing. I even think of lawn care as gardening, especially the way I do it, as like I'm nurturing these plants, I'm growing these plants, is that it surpasses. There's not an age group that does it. You know, there's not a cultural group that it's unique to. Everybody does it. It's one of our only pastimes that's like that.
Right.
So it's a wonderful thing, and, you know, feel encouraged.
Generational and universal.
And if you start with good soils.
That's the key to everything. You know,
absolutely.
It's the most important dollar that you spend.
It may not be so glamorous,
but, you know, it is the most important dollar to ensure your success.
Right, right. Because you could go out there and find the hardiest of hardy plants and the prettiest of pretty flowers.
Right.
But if you're not going to grow them in good soil, they're still going to need that transition time to go from being in a pot to being in the ground. And if you can do good soil, you make it work.
Well, and you eliminate the disease, insect pressures. You know, it's just like us eating well.
You
know, we fight off colds and flu. When we get run down, we're more susceptible.
It's amazing because it's like us eating well and having, like, nice friends all the time.
This is true.
You know, people that build us up and
support companion planting is good. And diversification.
Absolutely.
Not having a monoculture.
Right.
Bring in those beneficial insects.
It's so true. So, when I plant plants, I want to plant for pretty plants and one other reason. That's like my rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I used to be pretty rigid and applied that to just food.
Right.
But I kind of transitioned also, like, I love cut flowers.
Oh, yeah.
To me, pollination attraction.
Sure.
Bird attraction is a big boon, a big excellent one. Not just hummingbirds, but all kinds of birds.
Right.
But and you mentioned that kind of concept of, like, really aiding a ecosystem, like bringing in birds and butterflies and bees and stuff.
Almost building like a little insectary garden.
So I heard that word before.
Yeah.
Insectary. So what is that exactly?
Well, you know, building a garden to bring in your beneficials. People see a bug and they panic.
Right,
an insect.
Right.
And, you know, most are good.
Yeah, most are good.
Most are good. And unless you see damage, there's really no reason to panic.
Gotcha. So, yeah, and an insectary is making like a flower bed.
Right. It's just bringing the plants in that attract those pollinators, the beneficials, get that little ecosystem going.
And let them police your garden.
And they will take care of it.
That's incredible.
You know, you've got Asclepias butterfly weed is your aphid, your trap crop.
Right,
for aphids. Let the aphids go to it.
Sure. And then you'll end up getting lace wings and ladybugs and things like that to come in and eat the aphids.
And the large leafy plants in the winter, the cabbages, the kale. You know, the ladybugs will actually overwinter in your garden. You'll keep them there.
Yeah, that's great. And then so that's awesome. So that's, to me, that's great. That's great information. That's, you hear that phrase, an insectary, and it kind of sounds kind of like, no.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that. I don't want a bunch of bugs all up in my garden all the time. But really what we're talking about.
And beneficials.
Is using plants to work for you.
Exactly.
And really some of our favorite plants are great insectary plants.
Absolutely.
So we're going to explore that a little bit after this quick break from a word from our good, good people who we love. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Sounds relaxing, right? Rain on your roof. Running into gutters, overflowing because they're clogged, pulling at the fascia, causing damage you can't see. Relaxing. Right. Well, it is for me, because Gutter Professionals of Houston installed new gutters and covers with a lifetime clog-free guarantee. Thanks, Gutter Professionals, for making rain a relaxing sound around here. How's it sound at your house?
Come join the party. The Home Show Garden Pros Birthday Tour is live at the Arbor Gate in Tomball. Join the fun all morning and enter the birthday cash game to win $1,000.
All I want to take a little bit to talk about MicroLife Fertilizers. This is a local company. They make their fertilizer here, but they source ingredients for their fertilizer from all over the place. So whoever the best kelp is for the kelp meal they use, or the best alfalfa is for the best alfalfa meal they use, that's what they're putting in there. And the owner, Mike, is really energetic about making sure that it's a great product that actually does work, because he's passionate about getting people thinking organically in their lawns, providing safe spaces that don't hurt anybody and are safe for kids to get out there and use. And some of the products that that I've been using for a really long time, whether or not I've been landscaping doing them, home gardening, or kind of in the professional park setting, is the Humates Plus. It's a purple bag, really great stuff, really, really great way to kind of really set the stage for success. As we talk about overcoming compaction, one of the only things that can do that, that you can add, is humic acid. Or Humates, in this case. And the Humates Plus really also has a huge mineral pack. So you'll get restore a lot of the minerals that your lawn needs. Again, it's made here, so it has a mineral pack made for Houston soils. So you're not going to have an overabundance of whatever we have, calcium, something like that. Another great, just their great kind of major product is MicroLife 624. It comes in the green bag. Great for lawns, also great for veggie gardening. Really great for fruit trees, really kind of can help fruit tree yield. If you haven't fertilized your fruit trees, you need to get on that. It's something you have to do every year to make sure you get the best fruit possible, and MicroLife Multipurpose 624 is a great stuff. I really do use it every time I start my veggie bed again, or every time I'm planting new plants in, I'll put a little bit down. Sometimes I even use the 846, kind of the ultimate, the step up from the 624. And then liquid amendments. I'm a huge fan of liquid amendments because we talk about the roots a lot, and the health of the roots and the kind of microbiome that's around the roots, kind of like a gut biome, but in the soil. And liquid amendments get there quicker. And so you can water them down, drench them in, and they'll get to the root area even faster than solid amendments will. Another great thing to liquid amendments that you can do is a foliar spray, be it to kind of increase the vigor of the plant, to protect the leaf from infection, a lot of different things. And they have some great foliar sprays. Three of my favorites are Super Seaweed, Maximum Blooms, and their Molasses. So all three great products. And MicroLife won't burn your plants, won't burn your lawn, won't hurt your kids. Great for the long term and the short term. Really works short term, but builds success long term. It's a really wonderful kind of fertilizer to use. So check them out online. They make a great product. You can see them. You buy them all over the place. You can learn where they buy them at microlifefertilizer.com. As we just explore gardening success, Beverly, you've mentioned over and over just soil matters so much.
Yes.
And that's really what we focus on, because we know roots matter. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. And we want you to get your mojo back, right?
Right.
Want you to get back into the swing of it, get back in that rhythm you had with gardening. You know it brought you joy. You know it Mary Kondo'd your life, right? Sparked joy. So, you know, there's a lot you can do. Right now is a great time to do a lot of stuff. And so, so plants.
Mm-hmm.
I still have. I'm convinced to do that Nemorosa salvia as my curb plant,
uh-huh.
And I'm going to do it tight. Right? I got 15 feet right there, I want to fill. I'm going to do like maybe 40 plants.
Well,
is that too much?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do 25 plants.
That's better.
Okay, because I'm going to stagger them. It's a zigzag.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the soldier thing, lining everything
up. No, right, one line, yeah.
Doing it, you know, like a kind of a W zigzag pattern.
Yeah, and really probably I'll go deep on one little area I'll go deeper in. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so great. So, but I can put them pretty close to each other.
You could. Actually, I would recommend at least 12-inch spacing.
Okay, great. Well, hey, I just, you know,
yeah,
you just
saved
me like $10.
Nice. I know, right?
All right. Who needs a coupon? You can get a coupon, though, if you come up here and get a tote bag. All right. So what are some other great great kind of plants for pollinators to come in, native plants that also are gorgeous? I know you know a ton. So.
Well, I like Augustosh.
Augustosh?
Yeah. And so that's kind of like in the hyssop family. So you've got that wonderful anise fragrance.
Oh, wow.
And the foliage. And you always want to have lots of fragrance in
absolutely.
The garden. And it blooms up a spike similar to a salvia-type bloom.
Okay.
Blue Fortune's my favorite, but they've come out with a lot of cultivars that I think it's the Acapulco series that has kind of an orange pink to it, so you can play that off your purples.
Yeah.
It's really, really a nice plant. Mm. Very heat tolerant, very drought tolerant. So what, it's a good one.
That's awesome. Say the name of it again. August?
Augustache.
Augustache. Mm-hmm. Like mustache, but August.
Right.
Okay, cool.
Right.
Cool. You guys can't see, but I pointed to my mustache.
Yes.
I have a beard also. It's not just the stash. I'm not. Whoa. So that's cool. Okay. And I love that you mentioned kind of using scents, right? Smells.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fragrance is one of the most prominent senses we have.
Right.
So, you know, I always plant sweet peas every fall because my mom had sweet peas out our back door when I was growing up. And you can't mistake that fragrance.
No, it speaks to your soul. You know?
It does.
So
it does.
Great.
And lavenders. I think that's why lavenders are so incredibly
And I think that scent is a great way to get the mojo back, too.
Oh, absolutely.
What's another plant real quick?
Well, if you want to bring in pollinators, you cannot beat African blue basil.
Oh, right. It's an early flowerer.
Yeah, and it's just, it's a magnet for them. And we love to plant herbs all through the gardens. You know, people think they have to have a dedicated herb garden.
Sure, right, right.
But that's not true. And if you are building an insectary garden,
right.
African blue basil is a must-have.
Mm, that's awesome. So it's
and
blue?
Catmint, yeah.
Is it blue? I mean, is it blue basil? Like, is it colored blue?
Well, the foliage has kind of a purple, almost a coleus type look.
Okay.
So it would be a good substitute for coleus in your garden. It's going to be about a 3x3, nice size plant.
Wow, yeah.
And again, kind of a lavender purple bloom to it, and is always in bloom.
But still a delicious basil also.
It's a good one to eat, but a lot of people plant it purely for pollination.
Wow.
Put it close to their garden.
That's so cool.
Vegetable garden.
Well, that's awesome. I love that. We're going to keep on. I got several more plants to get out of you, so I know.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep on diving in there. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We'd love to hear from you. What's on your mind? 713-572-4610. And we're going to take a quick break.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at arborgate.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
All right, this is Home Show Garden Pros. We're back. We did get into a little bit of rain here, so right now we're currently enjoying some rain here live at the Arborgate. But you know, show goes on, having a good time. We are. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I love taking your calls, answering your questions. And so, Anthony, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, good morning. I wanted to know, I'm going to put a trellis in my backyard with some, I think I want to do like honeysuckle.
Okay.
Will the honeysuckle do good in pots? Because I remember it kind of taking over our backyard when I was a kid.
Well, honeysuckle can be pretty aggressive. What size is your arbor you're putting up?
Maybe about five or 6 feet tall, about 4 feet wide, and I wanted to put a pot of each one on each side, just kind of let it grow up at maybe about a foot wide all the way around. I was wondering what kind of size pot I would maybe need to use to put it in, or would it do okay in the pot?
It'll do okay in a pot for a while. I wouldn't go from a small pot to a great big pot right at first, because if you put a small root ball in a great big container with a lot of soil, it can't absorb that moisture. And so sometimes you'll run into some problems because that pot won't ever really completely dry out between waterings. So I always recommend that you kind of bump up. If you go from a 1 gallon, go to a 3, possibly 5 gallon after a period of time, bump up a little larger, maybe to a 7 or 10 gallon. But honeysuckle, I don't know that you need two, but are you putting it in a pot to control the root growth?
Yeah.
Or
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
okay.
I kind of wanted it to go on, to grow up like an arch. We have a bench I put by my pool that kind of is like a, for my mother-in-law, but I wanted to just kind of have one pot on each side of it. So I don't need a pot on each side.
Well,
I want to do
no.
like an arch almost.
But just remember, you're going to limit the lifespan of the plant by always, you know, you're going to have to repot that plant every so often because you're going to end up with more roots than soil eventually.
You'll definitely get a bigger, more vigorous vine by growing it in the ground.
Right.
A lot of times what people don't take into account is they don't pay attention to the hole on the bottom of the pot and
right.
they end up getting a in the ground plant anyway.
Right.
And so something okay. that might be good is one of those pots that just open underneath.
Right.
So you can get the decorative look of a pot, but still get that vigorous vine.
Cut the bottom out.
Right.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay.
It's a, the arcs look so nice when you have a pot at the bottom, I think.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty.
Right. That's
yeah.
what I was going for. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Anthony. And, honeysuckle is a great kind of native option.
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, again, that's going to be one of your kind of butterfly hummingbird
sure,
plants.
Sure, sure. I like the Mexican flame vine.
Yeah, I do, too.
It's a little more mannerly.
Right.
You know, and still a great nectar plant.
But it loves a guide.
Mm-hmm.
It loves having a guide.
Sure.
The purple passion vine is another vine. Not mannerly.
But
on a bigger, some of the, like, regular passion vine maybe won't go all the way up a trellis.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the tricky things is you kind of have the choice between something assertive and crazy growing that's going to go all the way up or something that's not going to make it to the top.
Right. You know, so. And like the coral vine. I love. That's one of my favorites.
That's a great one.
But it's a big vine.
Right. And it'll get up there. No, that Mexican flame vine is a great one. That's a great color, great growth.
Right.
It's mannerly, but it's not, dinky
overly
at all.
Aggressive, yeah.
Okay, so I have another. I want something that's like, I don't really care what color I get back there in my native space,
mm-hmm.
Back in the back. And it's pretty big. And it kind of one of the goals that surrounds my veggie gardens. So one of the goals is kind of, I realize now, an insectary. I want predators.
Right.
And I want pollinators, all that stuff to be at home. And I already have, like, I know I've got ladybugs and lacewings. So one more plant that's maybe like 4 feet tall. I can fill up some space, so I'll do a little bank of them.
Well, I love the Amistad salvia.
Oh, yeah. That is a gorgeous.
Amistad is incredible. And already back up, you know, we were talking about some
right.
things not emerging yet. That one in my yard at home is already almost 4 feet tall.
Right.
And full
good.
Bloom.
And they're gorgeous. And
they're stunning.
Absolutely. Butterflies and bees love them.
And Hamelia. You can't go wrong with Hamelia.
Yeah. I have some Hamelia in the front.
And the Kufias.
I do love Kufia.
David Verity.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. I think that the Amistad is what I'm going to do. I'm pretty familiar with that plant from McGovern Centennial Gardens.
Right.
It's featured pretty wonderfully there. But I don't want something that's going to become a tree.
Right.
And that's a great option. Awesome. Well, that's great. I really appreciate that thing. We love answering your questions, so we're going to do that right now. 713-572-4610. Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. Yes, I went out to Arbor Gray Thursday, and that sure is a busy place. I bought your fertilizer, that good, organic brand, and I put it all on my garden. And we're going to see what we get out of that.
Well, thank you.
Now, Ralph, you're making the move. You're starting to make the shift, right, from using some other different types of fertilizer to using good organic stuff like Beverly stuff.
Yes, we're going to try it all. I spread it around my plant and put my plants in it and all that, like you said. All right. But, my grass is doing fine, but I can't aerate it. That big old machine, man, 80 years old, he can't handle that kind of machine.
No, I understand that. But there are some alternatives to aerating. One is humic acid.
Right.
And that kind of using a little bit of a biological sort of chemical process. It's not a chemical, but it makes things bond and changes the soil texture quite a bit. So that's something you can do with just your spreader.
Yeah, I put the organic stuff on my yard too some.
But, yeah, that's, that'll work.
It fills in the spots, so that's pretty good. Yeah.
Definitely will help out.
Okay. I'm going to win you $1,000 anyway. So okay.
I like that. Then you can get lots more fertilizer. I love it, Ralph. Thanks.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right.
We love Ralph. He's like our – he's so loyal and, he gives us a call every week. Love hearing from him, from his pecan trees to his snap peas to whatever whatever the seasonal vegetables are. So good guy. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Beverly, having a great time, talking ArborGate stuff, talking great plants. One thing we're going to explore is solutions. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, don't be. We got some solutions for you. Stick with us after this break.
What is a must for every homeowner? Well, it's the Monterey Consan 20. It's a fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, and lawns. A disinfectant and deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Boy, do we know about that one. They use a lot of it here in Houston after Harvey. And, of course, for algae control on hard surfaces. Ask for the Monterey Consan 20 at your favorite garden center. It's something everybody should have in their garage or on their shelf at home because you never know when you need a good disinfectant. It's a product that every homeowner is going to want at their house. That's the Monterey Consan 20.
Give your home a like new look with Texas Tough James Hardy Siding. Because around here, no wood is good. Call me, Vicki, at Home Exterior Systems. We're a certified Home Show Pro at 281-407-0880 for Hardy Siding. Engineered to resist humidity and moisture. It lasts longer, holds paint better, and in the hands of our James Hardy Elite Preferred Experts at Home Exterior Systems, it gives your home a like new look. Call 281-407-0880. 281-407-0880.
Come join the party. The Home Show Garden Pros Birthday Tour is live at the Arbor Gate in Tomball. Join the fun all morning and enter the birthday cash game to win $1,000.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Before we get back to the calls, I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. So let me tell you guys about a few things we've got going on out here. There is tons of blooming tropicals coming in every day. Hibiscus, mandevilla, ixoras, lots of things to brighten up around the patio and the pool. We've probably got the best selection of herbs and vegetables in town. Still time to plant tomatoes, plenty of peppers, squash, cucumbers, okra, zucchini, and as well as the herbs to go along with it. Fruit trees, our tropical fruit trees just came in the other day. Beautiful mangoes and avocados and lots of other things, as well as citrus and still a few stone fruit hanging around, such as apples and peaches and pears and plums and things of that sort. We have some great patio planters that are ready to go if you don't feel like you have the time to put your own together. There's some great mixes for sun and shade. We have a ton of butterfly plants out, both pollinator plants and host plants, all organically grown and safe for the butterflies. Today, Gay Hammond is coming out. She's the past president of the Houston Rose Society. She'll be speaking about blooming annuals and shrubs. She'll be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m. It's going to be a good one. You don't want to miss it. Enchanted Forest is located near Greatwood off of FM 2759. It's convenient to Sugar Land, First Colony, Greatwood, and Richmond. Enchanted Gardens is at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Pecan Grove, Cinco Ranch, Katy, and Richmond. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. Thanks, Joey. Great job. This is Home Show Garden Pros. This show, we talk about gardening. We explore gardening, try to give you the best advice we can do. And the way we do that is by really gathering these experts. And we're just Beverly Welch is here right now advising us, helping us. And she's going to help Bill out right now. Bill, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Oh, good morning. How are y'all this morning?
Great.
My question for you is, I called in a while back about I was going to get a lot of work done in my backyard, and I have a contractor set up for this coming Tuesday, and I did comment on change the sod. I wanted to make sure we mixed in some fertilizer or whatever. Potting soil. What was your recommendation to put in as a foundation for the new sod?
Okay, so you want just to clarify and make sure, because you kind of cut in and out a little bit. Is he's putting in new sod and he wants a soil for what goes under it?
Right. And you mentioned potting soil, but you never want to use potting soil in the ground.
Yeah, that's a
And so if you want to put down a small layer of compost. We recommend ArborGate Blend right underneath the new sod. with the mycorrhizal, the humates, the molasses, really encourages vigorous root growth right away.
Another great thing about the blend that Beverly's talking about, the Arborgate blend, is that it has some like it has shale in it, right?
Well, our soil blend has expanded shale, compost, azomite, green sand.
Right.
So it's a perfect blend for any application, really.
But it'll because it's got some of those kind of physical things that will last for a while, it's mm-hmm. really great under things like that or great under a lawn.
Right.
Because you don't want to use 3 inches of just compost, it'll kind of go away.
Right.
So you want to mix compost with something like sand, something like mm-hmm. Expanded shale to give you actual structure.
Right, right. But again, what you do to prepare for that lawn, again, just like we were talking earlier, is going to ensure your success,
right?
And the health and the vigor of that new lawn.
Yeah, what I discussed with this contractor, landscaping company, is just raking in, or mixing some type of compost or some material in there, and then roll it, pack it, and put it. So everything is like you mentioned, good sounding.
Right.
Bill, you were cutting in and out a ton,
mm-hmm.
but just to encourage you, what you put under that sod absolutely will positively affect the sod. It's so much better to start with something good underneath it
right.
than start with something bad underneath it and try to come back with something good on top of it.
Right.
So definitely great job, Bill. Sorry we had to let you go, but yeah, you were getting real. So yeah, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610, and we'll be back at the top of the hour.
Win $1,000 in Home Show Garden Pros birthday cash. It's easy. Visit any Garden Pro Co-op member location. Enter to win. Get a free Garden Pros tote bag while they last. The more Garden Pros you visit, the more chances to win $1,000 in Home Show birthday cash. Find locations and details at homeshowgardenpros.com. How would $1,000 green up your home? Visit any Garden Pro Co-op nursery. Enter the Garden Pros birthday cash game from Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. More of Home Show Radio is coming up.